back. I keep a red ball on my side.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, March 31st, 2020, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. As always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day. It should be interesting. It's all getting weird real fast. I said that I will put some things in yesterday's archive. I've not had an opportunity to do that yet because where I am, we had a massive power outage yesterday. And I'm actually in the process of putting things together right now, like monitors that, you know, are all goofed up. So my mouse doesn't want to go where it's supposed to go and things like that. So I'm dealing with that. But we will press on, and I'll get that stuff posted, particularly concerning the discussion of Italy yesterday and Italy's numbers. And I think, like I said yesterday, I think the reason that's so important is because we have the same thing going on here. It's becoming more and more evident that, you know, again, based on the NVISS initial guidance, everything is considered COVID-19, every death, you know. And Larry sent me something this morning. I have not had a chance to vet that, but, you know, the presumption, you know, the presumptive positive, which I wouldn't be surprised, you know, every test that gets submitted is presumed positive until it's proved negative. That would fit the bad guy narrative perfectly. So, but we know that Italy, I mean, I mentioned the Telegraph article yesterday. Italy has made significant adjustments to the numbers, yet we don't hear that over here for some reason. Why is that? And I've been saying certain things. I have that little picture floating around somewhere that I've made of bad things that are, you know, just all of the bad goodies that bad guys want. Now they have another bucket of currency that they've grabbed at your expense and my expense. And so they'll use that to, you know, bribe one another and other people and pay for all kinds of fun things. But, you know, I've been talking about this issue of surveillance because ever since Anthony Fauci testified in Congress, I think that was, when was that? 3 weeks ago now? Was that 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? He said when he was asked, you know, he was being coached, as I have said in his answers, it seemed very scripted, by Chairwoman Mahoney about testing. So it all comes down to testing, she says, and he says, yeah, you know, in there, I mean, I seriously can't listen to him or look at him without seeing and hearing Estelle Getty. That's really bad. But that's how I feel every time I see him and hear him. And I'm just, you know, that's not fair to Estelle Getty. I can't stand Fauci. I think all of them should be rounded up and shipped to The Hague immediately. But he said, yes, and there are two ways that you conduct testing. You wait for people to come in, or you go out into the community and you do surveillance. And the task force folks, particularly Birx and Fauci, have said at every briefing that I've listened to and some of the interviews in between, and I've listened to enough at this point to know that there's the continuity of message that every time they get in front of a microphone, they're saying, yes, the numbers are bad, everything is bad, be fearful and remain calm, and we'll start doing surveillance. We'll start, you know, as soon as we can get these systems online, start doing surveillance. And so yesterday, I found this. GeekWire, businesses in Washington state that don't comply with stay home order. See, we're all children now. Stay home, children. Businesses in Washington state that don't comply with stay home order could have licenses revoked. So we're all children. And do you remember in the Event 201 nonsense, I mean, if you've listened to all of the segments, how they talked about partnering with local community business and so forth? I mean, we're seeing the hard power, smart power, or hard power, soft power, smart power rollout. It's not hard power yet, but we're getting the, you know, that's coming. I mean, it's coming through these channels, for example. I mean, Richie's all excited about that. Richie from Boston, and there are some people that are talking about that. So you're getting at least a hint of that in certain places. Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do. But, you know, it's really kind of smart power. It's not soft power, because you have the hint of the gun. You know, it's at the end of a gun barrel. Chairman Mao would be very proud. So anyway, listen to this, and this sounds, I mean, so the reason why I said it was so important to, man, I'm trying to figure out where all this stuff is coming from. It's really crazy right now. Anyway, so first of all, again, I mentioned yesterday that Lark on with Ingrid Immunize Wisely this weekend is definitely, this past weekend is something that everyone should listen to. What was that, the 28th? Go listen to that. And the reason it's so important is because if you understand what Lark is saying about the responsibility to protect nonsense, for example, then you realize what is happening and how this is going to go when I read this piece. So the responsibility to protect says, well, you know, we have a responsibility to protect society from whatever, and that is the surreptitious pretext to do whatever, anything. I've talked about beggar thy neighbor and reverse beggar thy neighbor. You know, beggar thy neighbor is where you seek benefits for the small disenfranchised minority at the expense of the majority. And the reverse of that is where you punish the herd for the sins of the one or the few or whatever. And so now we're all, those who won't get tested, those who won't do social contact tracing, who won't do contact tracing, you will be considered a terrorist. And that's probably not an exaggeration, quite frankly. If kids licking deodorant sticks are terrorists, then how dare you endanger the herd by not submitting to a test? Why would you not submit to a test? If you're negative, then it's no big deal. And, you know, contact tracing will just help the herd. That's what's coming. We're there. People in America have no idea. I think the reason this couldn't happen until now, you know, it's been 20 years in the wings. They've had this in the wings for 20 years. I think it had to wait, because the World War II generation would say, wait a minute, you want to what? You want to number people? You want to knock on every door? Well, they don't want to knock on every door. Oh, I'm getting to that. Kootenai County, congratulations, Kootenai County, Idaho. You're leading the country in that effort. That's fantastic. We'll get to that in a minute. Unbelievable. Businesses in Washington State that don't comply with stay-home order could have licenses revoked. I think that everyone in America, we should be mustering. Every state should have 1 million 9-man marches on the Capitol, on the governor's office, for example. 1 million 9-man marches. This is a group of nine. That's a group of nine. We're less than 10. It's okay. We don't know those guys. I mean, I don't know where they came from, but I'm practicing proper social distancing today, by the way. I'm staying away from social media, so that's good. It occurred to me yesterday that when you start looking at, you know, Birx and Fauci and Remdesivir and chloroquine and everything that's happening, we are being treated. We're about to get the same bad treatment, the same poor treatment that Bill Gates and friends have subjected the African continent to. And here's a little scenario that I envision. I think that in places like Speaker Pelosi's district that has a massive homeless problem, you know how they keep just busing homeless people to different metropolitan areas or big, you know, metropolises around the country? The Guardian did a series of stories on that I mentioned. And so we have these homeless people being, you know, given one-way bus tickets to different cities. Cool. I'm going to go, you know, I'll go to Florida this year or whatever. I summer in Florida and then I winter in San Francisco. I think that, you know, magically, Speaker Pelosi's district will probably suddenly not have a homeless problem, while the rest of the country hears that, you know, be very afraid, lots of people are dying. So that'll be used as a pretext to fearmonger and get people to think that, you know, getting tested and vaccinated is a great thing so that you don't die too. While what in fact is going on probably is that the homeless population is being euthanized so that numbers can be, you know, padded as a surreptitious pretext to having the, whatever you want to call it, it's not middle class anymore, whatever you can call America, you know, the working poor, get themselves tested, capitulate to that, and then, you know, end up getting vaccinated. I mean, why wouldn't you? It's better to be safe than sorry. Yeah, well, I think Donald Trump was right when he said that just as long as the solution isn't worse than the, you know, the cure can't be worse than the thing. Just as long as, you know, that. So businesses in Washington State that don't comply with stay-home order could have licenses revoked. Companies in Washington State that fail to comply with Governor Jay Inslee's stay-home order could lose their business licenses. I'm telling you, Washington, Idaho, Montana, everywhere, Florida, New York, you know, everywhere, California, people need to start mustering 9-man marches. A million of them. We don't know those guys. And we showed up here on our own, sure, you know, whatever, but we're not with them. They're not with us. Everybody, every race, creed, color, religion, everybody. Everybody. Every age group, every demographic, don't let them balkanize you, America. You were used as a melting pot so that, you know, this could be the multicultural melting pot of the world where we fuse all cultures together and in the process destroy all cultures in Julian Huxley fashion. But don't let them do it. Don't let them balkanize you. Stand together, arm in arm. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Stuff is not where I can find it, and we're having trouble playing clips, and I haven't had my requisite dose of coffee, so man, it's another Monday. It's the second Monday in a row. We'll get it figured out, though. So, all right, this article and then moving on. Larry sends me, Bill Gates calls for national shutdown of U.S. as coronavirus spreads, which is a dubious, the spread is dubious. Bill Gates' call, you know, that was, this is the now this news, abridging of the CNN town hall, Bill Gates, you know, Anderson Cooper, Sanjay Gupta, Bill Gates, and Sanjay Gupta, the doctor, hanging on Bill Gates' every word. Ridiculous. So it's a sort of an abridging of that, and, you know, just ridiculous. So when someone says, hey, you know what, we're fine in this county, we don't have any cases, if you come into this county, self-quarantine, if you don't observe that, if it's really a thing, if it's that serious, if people really are dying and grandma really is in danger, and by the way, if we're interested in saving lives, let's start talking about saving all those unborn children, shall we? But if grandma's life is really in danger, and now Junior's life, and dad's and mom's, and everybody's life is in danger, we're told, oh, wait, no, wait, we weren't saying that it doesn't affect you too. It affects everyone. Suddenly, somehow, it magically knows your thoughts and it just keeps adjusting to terrify you, whatever demographic you are. It's an amazing virus. It's just incredible how it can read your thoughts and know what you're thinking. And if you're not terrified, it just seeks that out, obviously, and tries to terrify you. What an incredibly sentient virus it is. I digress. So it's the, you know, abridging of the CNN town hall meeting, this link that Larry sent me, and it's just amazing. Somebody says, hey, well, what if we just tell people to self-quarantine for 14 days? And even that, you know, if I can find that real fast. You know, the stuff that we're getting, I mean, I keep pointing out how, America, you're being treated like children and cattle. Cattle children. You know, and that's why I've been reading Hayek's Road to Serfdom for a million years, since before the 2016 election. Every strong upsurge of power, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, requires a certain amount of stupidity on the part of the people. And I think the ignorance of what's happening is that, and that we become complicit in our own undoing and the undoing of one another. So, you know, you have the guy, the Donald Trump, who would soon be forced to choose between failure or what? Which is why the unscrupulous, et cetera, are more likely to find their way into positions of power, Hayek wrote. All right, so here is, where was that? Oh, from the Montanans, all officers and agencies of the state directing, implementing executive orders 2-20 and 3-20, providing measures for stay at home and designated certain essential functions. So this says COVID-19 is a contagion that most frequently spreads person to person. The virus may live on surfaces and remain in the air after some coughs or sneezes for an unknown period of time, creating a range of opportunities for exposure. Are you kidding me? So this is just a blank check. America, I have talked at length from time to time, as much as possible, without, you know, feeling like it's just boring people, you know, listening to paint dry, about James Otis. And what sparked the revolution? What happened? If we go way back, John Adams wrote about James Otis' defense of the Boston merchants some 60 years later in a series of letters to William Tudor. It was that impactful to John Adams. John Adams is considered by historians as one of the seven most influential founding fathers in American history. And he wrote in a letter to William Tudor, June 1, 1818, that he considered James Otis to be the earliest and principal founder of one of the greatest political revolutions ever to have occurred among men. And what was the nature of this revolution? In simple terms, there were these writs of assistance that were used in conjunction with certain, you know, dubious laws that hadn't been in practice for 50 to 75 years or more. And these writs of assistance, which were basically like blank warrants, you could just go raid any place you wanted anytime. Those things were starting to be used in combination with one another as a justification to steal whatever, whenever. And guess where we are right now, America? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown, like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you.
We can let that play, you know, because it's the long segment, so an extended musical interlude of Sinatra, who knows, you know, anyway. So let's see. Businesses in Washington State that don't comply with stay home order could have licenses revoked. Companies in Washington State that fail to comply with Governor Jay Inslee's stay-home order could lose their business licenses. Inslee announced a range of new enforcement measures to compel businesses and individuals in the state to limit person-to-person exposure. Exposure. That's an interesting word. Exposure. Really, are we all just like a bunch of flashers now or something? Everybody got a trench coat all of a sudden, and exposure, person-to-person exposure. So listen to that language. Inslee announced a range of new enforcement measures to compel businesses and individuals. That's what it says. In the state to limit person-to-person exposure, a measure intended to slow the spread. Yeah, no, that's, you know, what they're telling you. That's the good reason, as Alan Watt would say. Intended to slow the spread of COVID-19. All right. Inslee ordered all non-essential companies that can't operate by telecommuting to shut down a week ago. The executive order requires Washingtonians to stay in their homes except for essential activities, including grocery shopping and doctor's appointments, because you wouldn't want to miss your COVID-19 test, right? Or your mass vax appointment. I mean, I don't usually get sensational, but I'm telling you, this is they're gonna go for broke, I think. I think it's becoming clear that, you know, everything that could possibly get pushed right now is getting pushed, including, I mean, they don't need to, this cabal of folks doesn't need to ramrod a $6.7 or $8 trillion, whatever we think. They don't need to ramrod that through Congress. As even Jimmy Dore knows, you know, Ben Bernanke told us in a 60 Minutes interview, it doesn't come out of taxes. We just go into the computer there and we just kind of, you know, just make a slight adjustment to the ledger there. That's where it comes from. It's imaginary, kind of like those people that Deborah Birx says that she can't find. You know, I was talking about that this morning. The adjustments. It's astonishing. The same day last week, it was the 25th, the day after Neil Ferguson said, you know, we've looked at the numbers. It seems like, maybe we got to sort of revise these numbers. Deborah Birx says, you know, you heard. We should play that clip. She said, I'm sure many of you saw the recent report out of the UK about them adjusting completely their needs. No, not their needs, their numbers, their modeling. It's all based on modeling. It's all perception management. And she said a bunch of ramble-on stuff like she always does, breathless, ramble-on sentences, which is why I included in the post that I made, COVID-19, the global crime in progress, quote from Orwell's Politics and the English Language. He wrote, the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. When there's a gap between one's real and one's declared aims, one turns, as it were, instinctively to long words and exhausted idioms like a cuttlefish spurting out ink. And I think Deborah Birx is a cuttlefish, a guilty cuttlefish, spurting out ink every time she gets in front of a microphone. And her hubris is building, it seems. She's growing in her hubris. Are they going to, I might get caught, but no, I think they didn't catch me this time. So it's growing. It's working. Just run out, hit your mark, and deliver your lines. And, you know, Andrew Cuomo thinks that he's Christopher Walken. I mean, it's when you watch, the thing that's most astonishing, perhaps, is you watch the Event 201 stuff, and that sounds kind of normal. You know, that's not breathless hyperventilating. And then you watch the mainstream coverage of stuff, that sounds like it's indistinguishable from Hollywood. I think that should tell us something. Anyway, you know, you put Rahm Emanuel and Edward Bernays together and you never want a perfectly good Hollywood script to go to waste or something like that. Anyway, so Inslee ordered all non-essential companies that can't operate by telecommuting to shut down a week ago. Executive order requires Washingtonians to stay in their homes except for essential activities, including grocery shopping and doctor's appointments. The governor said that while most people are complying with the order, local law enforcement officials have received thousands of calls reporting gatherings. Gatherings. How dare they? And other suspected violations of what? The law? No. Rules. The rules. Violations of the rules. This is where we're at, America. We don't need laws anymore. We have rules. And rules say, you know, and we have to have these rules because, again, the, you know, COVID-19 is a contagion and it may live on, it may remain on surfaces or in the air for an unknown period of time. So we have these rules. Said they shut the world down with words. And everyone's looking around. We're all looking around. Who's going to do something? We all need to do something. We all need to be pouring out into the streets in nine-man marches, a million nine-man marches in every state. Needs to happen yesterminute. Local law enforcement officials have received thousands of calls reporting gatherings. Oh, my goodness. How dare they gather? Are any of them sick? It doesn't matter. We don't have time right now to... And other suspected violations of the rules. And I'm sure that there's some kind of bogus news piece that's coming, you know, not just a piece, but a psyop that will be rolled out in different places. Because that's what they talked about at Event 201, and that is unfolding in real time. The exercise. Mike Pompeo told us, you know, we're in a live exercise to get this right. It's not about who knew what and when, and you know, it's this is not about, what did he say? This is not about It was the same, wasn't it? The same press conference? No, it was the next day, wasn't it? 27th, I think. This matters going forward. This is not about retribution. This matters going forward. We're in a live exercise here. To get this right, really, live exercise. Who uses that language? Arsonists like Rahm Emanuel do. I guess arsonists like Mike Pompeo do too. Local law enforcement officials have received thousands of calls reporting gatherings and other suspected violations of the rules. So I can see the hit piece now, the psyop that says, you know, that people who would mock this, like me, are terrorists. Somehow I'm a bad person for thinking that it's ridiculous. You know, one of the things that helps people, and, you know, we've talked about how many people have said this and doctors have said this. One of the things that helps people heal and stay well and get well is human contact. Or, you know, person-to-person contact. That's one of the things that helps people stay healthy, actually. It does good things emotionally and actually physiologically. Helps people heal. And you're seeing, I mean, the most ridiculous stuff I've seen more than one. I saw one yesterday. I've seen one recently and heard. They're doing this stupid crap with hospice now. You know, grandpa has an hour left to live, and look, the family's outside the window like he's in some kind of terrarium. It's weird. Let me ask you something. If Grandpa has an hour to live, this news report said, how do they know that? Well, anyone who's dealt with hospice, and I have, as I talked about last year when my father was euthanized, anyone who has that experience knows that, they know when you're going to go. You're profitable for about 13 or 14 days, and after that, you know, we've gone beyond the point of diminishing return, so we either got to kick you out or we got to bump you off, one or the other. So if Grandpa only has an hour left to live, what difference does it make if people are in the room? Well, we don't want them to, you know, catch. He doesn't have anything. Well, he might be, you know, he might be asymptomatic. Okay, well, give him something to sign. You guys obviously don't have a problem killing people. You do it every day of every week. What do you care if they catch something? What do you care? Well, we don't want them to be contagious and infect the herd. Well, then how about when they leave Grandpa, they go home and quarantine themselves for 14 days? They can't go anywhere anyway. Can they? It defies logic. It's all about control. It's all about perception management. That's all it is. The numbers are dubious. We've talked about that, coming at it a variety of different ways. For every CNN press report that you see where it looks like background players are being managed to cross the street and drive, you know, through intersections and stuff, while the reporter doesn't have a mask on, but everyone else in the scene has a mask, that never happens, I know, because Bernays didn't say, you know, that events that happen, you know, that are publicized happen on purpose for a reason to influence behavior and action. I know Bernays didn't say that, and Vance Packer didn't quote him saying that in The Hidden Persuaders back in the 50s. And the military-industrial complex hasn't devoted considerable time and resources to, you know, synthesizing those concepts, and it hasn't become a cybernetic totalist model that social media was built on. And Sean Parker didn't admit that, and Chamath Palihapitiya didn't speak to that, and Tristan Harris and, you know, all of these guys didn't come out and I know that didn't happen, and Michael Kaczynski didn't do his work that says that with all of this data they're gathering in social media, he can tell more about most people than they can tell about themselves. I know none of that happened. And, you know, I don't know why I'm suspicious, but. So R2P, here is the punchline in pieces like this. Businesses in Washington State that don't comply with stay-home order could have licenses revoked. It's the soft, you know, compelling businesses and individuals, except it's not soft. You know, it's voluntary compliance. You will obey. It's voluntary compliance. It's not like we're shooting people. We're just, you know, we're not pointing guns at people. We're just kind of waving them around a little bit. Here, let me grab some more guns. Let me grab some MRAPs. Let me grab a Bearcat. Let me grab some hardware, you know, show of force. We'll start here on the use of force continuum, and, you know, you decide how far we're going to push it. That's not smart power. That's just good business. Anyway, these people who, okay, so here's the responsibility to protect message, and this is what you're going to start seeing and hearing. These people who are calling us are very concerned about their health and the health of others, sure. And how the actions of folks who aren't on the team are putting so many people at risk, Inslee said during the press conference. Since we're about to dive down the rabbit hole of full-blown contact tracing, I would really appreciate knowing who these people are. Let's publicize their information, their remarks. We'll anonymize it, right? Deborah Birx, we'll anonymize it, even though that's a myth. Ask Paul Ohm. But we'll anonymize the data. The reason that we won't publish that information is because it's not real. It's probably a skeleton crew of folks, you know, that are funded by some Soros front or probably a Bill Gates front, quite frankly. Are they even Washingtonians? Well, that's easy to fake these days with VoIP. You can just get a, you know, few hundred local numbers from VoIP. Look, no, it's a 509 number. See, clearly it came from Washington. Yeah. Which Washington, though? Not that that ever happens either, you know? Which day was it that, that was the 24th, right? Now hiring role players for law enforcement training exercise. Remember that? Nah, that never happens. Totally fake. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you were here before, I couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
right, so let's finish this article and move on. Businesses in Washington State, that don't comply with stay-home order could have licenses revoked. So continuing, we got the R2P. These people who are calling, and it's thousands, they're very concerned about their health and the health of others, of course. And how the actions of folks who aren't on the team are putting so many people at risk. Folks who aren't on the team. You see the language? Not following the rules, aren't on the team. Really has nothing to do. I mean, this is a time of emergency, Chris. We don't need laws. All we need is rules and perception management. That's all we need. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson and several police chiefs joined Inslee to announce the enforcement measures, citations, suspended permits, and revoked. Oh, excuse me. To announce the enforcement measures, period. Citations, suspended permits, and revoked business licenses are measures state and local officials may use to enforce the order. Inslee is asking residents to report suspected violations of the order on the state's coronavirus website. Last week, the Bellevue Police Department and Spokane Police, I saw a thing on that the other day. Spokane Police have a special phone number and a special email address you can use to, you know, tattle on your neighbors. How dare they have gatherings? These people and their gatherings. Ugh, how dare they? Last week, the Bellevue Police Department launched a tool that allows residents to report gatherings on a heat map. Police Chief Steve Milet said the site would allow police to educate residents. Right. Soft power, herd coercion, diet injections and injunctions, you know. To educate residents who violate the order but would not be used to charge or arrest anyone. Not yet. I think they should put the word yet after not in the article. Because do we really think it's going to end at educating people? Read the article, you clowns. You know, read your own article for heaven's sake. Revoke business licenses and we're just going to use it to educate. Really? I mean, really? Are you really that naive? Are you really that naive? Your own article, you know, citations, suspended permits, and revoked business licenses, and you think it's going to end at educating. Yeah. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.